What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they all saw her at the same time, a little girl walking along a beach with no one else around, and within moments, they were all trying to figure out where she went.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by becoming a premium subscriber. You can get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. So sign up. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. It feels like forever since Harper and I have done any stories together.
It has been forever, and I am so sorry it has been so long. We have both been so busy recently.
I know. Because last week, it was, we actually saw each other.
In person. Yeah.
But I was coming home from a little weekend trip to Eureka Springs. And so it was fun because I like, you know, like seeing where your dad works. I like seeing where you work, which sounds weird, but it kind of creates a better picture in my brain. You know what I mean? Like when you came here and you see where I work.
Yeah.
You just got, like, kind of fills out the picture.
Space.
And you've got a really cool little space that you have access to in your house. It's just a little room all for you.
Yeah. And I do crafts in here. I record in here. Honestly, on nights when I'm home alone, I, like, make some food or order some food, and I eat in here and watch movies with my pets. It's really just a good time in this room. I call it my little, like, craft room.
Yeah, and it's so perfect. So it was fun to get to see your house because that was the first time I've ever been there.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
My first time, so I got a tour. And you will soon have stepmom and stepsister living
there. Yes, two new additions to the fam, yeah. And I'm super excited. And my stepsister, Lydia, she's so awesome, and I love her like a sister. Because honestly, she feels like family, and I'm really excited to have them all live here. But anyway, Lydia, she's been letting me, like, design her room, like, and decorate it and stuff. And we got her furniture in here recently, and it's all just coming along. So, like, so quickly, and, like, it's really been fun.
Yeah, because the wedding's coming up in July.
It is. Goodness.
Tony's getting married. Wow. Which I'm really happy about.
I am also really happy. Honestly, my new stepmom, she's so awesome, and I cannot wait to have them, like, living here and just as an addition to the family, because they really just make everything better when they're around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you want, you know? And yeah. It's hard to find that person. It took your dad a while to find that person, but he finally did. I'm really happy for him. And you, of course.
And honestly, it's just they feel more like family than some of my biological family sometimes. And I feel like that's so important to just kind of like take a step back and just kind of know that family is not always who you're biologically connected to. Mm-hmm. Family is who you make it. I mean,
absolutely.
Carol, you're my aunt.
Yes. No, I've always kind of like, I've always felt like I'm Aunt Carol.
Because you are Aunt Carol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be. So let's talk about this ghost story of these people on the beach and they see a girl, which would totally freak me out. So here's the story. It says, my name is Megan. I started listening to the show on my drives to work, sometimes on my breaks. It's honestly become one of those things I look forward to every day. Why, thank you, Megan. So this was during a trip out to the east end of Long Island with a group of friends. It was kind of one of those last minute things where someone knew someone who had a place out there and we all just decided to go for a few days. Nothing fancy, just a bunch of us getting away for a bit. I think there were 8 or 9 of us total. It was a mix of people who all knew each other, but not everyone in the group was super close. Like some were college friends, some were friends of friends. It's the kind of group where you're all comfortable, but there's still a few people you don't know all that well. First couple of days were normal, beach during the day, going out at night, nothing out of the ordinary. But the last night we were there, we decided to stay in and just hang out by the water instead of going anywhere, which I think I would have done every night. At some point pretty late, we ended up on the beach with a small fire going. We brought down snacks, a speaker, drinks, all of that. It was one of those nights where no one was really in a rush to leave. It was definitely late, though. I don't remember the time, but it had been dark for quite a while and the area was really quiet. We hadn't seen anyone else on the beach for a long time at that point. You could still see the water a little, but once you stepped away from the firelight, it got hard to see anything clearly. I remember thinking if someone was out there, you probably wouldn't notice unless you were really paying attention. We'd all been sitting there for a while just talking about random stuff, when I noticed something moving off to the side of us close to the water. At first, I didn't think much about it. I assumed it was someone walking by farther down the beach. I didn't even point it out right away. Then I realized it was a kid, a little girl, probably 6 or 7. She had on something light colored, like a dress or something loose. She was just walking along the beach. What stood out right away was that she didn't look over at us at all, not even a quick glance at the fire. And I know that sounds like a small detail, but it's really not. If you're walking in the dark and there's a fire, your eyes go straight to it. But she didn't react at all, like she didn't even register that we were there. I remember saying something like, wait, is that a kid? Kind of under my breath, but loud enough that some of the other people heard me. Once I said it, everyone looked. Almost immediately, one of my friends stood up and was like, hold on. And he started heading toward where she was. Another one followed him right away. A couple of us got up. No one sat there debating it. The second it clicked that she might actually be alone, people went towards her. Which I would, that would panic me. We could still see, wouldn't it panic you?
It would scare me a lot. I hate the idea of like, people, like children being like unprotected and like unsupervised exactly. In places like that.
I would freak out. Like, we've got to get her to safety. Like, she shouldn't be out here all alone. There's a reason why she's alone. What happened? You know?
Ugh. Right. Especially with like all the horror stories my dad talks about, like on our crime yeah, channel. No kidding. My goodness.
You know that what can happen.
Me. Yes.
Let's see. We could still see her as they started walking toward her. She hadn't gotten that far ahead, so it didn't feel like we wouldn't be able to catch up. Then within a few seconds, she was not there anymore. Not like she ran away, not like she turned. She was just gone. And I remember one of my friends slowing down and saying, where did she go? And the other one kept walking a few more steps, like maybe she had moved out of view. But there's nothing out there to hide behind. There was no rocks, no dunes, nothing like that. It was just an open beach. By the time I caught up to them, they were already looking around, trying to figure out where she went. One of them pulled out their phone, turned on the flashlight. We all started scanning the area. And someone said, well, there should be footprints. And that's what made it worse, because there weren't any. The sand around our fire was completely covered in footprints. You could see everywhere where we had been walking back and forth all night. But in the direction she had been walking, there was nothing, no small footprints, no sign anyone had just been there. We stood there for a while, longer than I think we realized at the time, just pointing our flashlights around and kind of walking in circles trying to make sense of it. Another person went back toward the fire to look from a different angle, like maybe we had just gotten turned around somehow, but we hadn't. At some point, someone said, should we call someone? Like, maybe there was actually a kid out there and we just couldn't find her. And then someone else said, and say what? Which I know sounds bad, but I get it. There was no point to it because there was no footprints. There was no child. We went back to the fire after that, but no one really sat down. People were just kind of standing around, looking toward the water and down the beach, like maybe she would show up again, but she didn't. We ended up putting out the fire not long after that and heading back. The walk back felt different than the walk down. It was quieter and people kept going back over what they saw. A couple of people said maybe she turned around and we didn't notice. Someone else said maybe there are people farther down the beach we didn't see. And even the next morning we talked about it. It wasn't like a funny, remember that weird conversation? It was more like everyone just kind of agreeing that it didn't make sense. I still think about it every once in a while. I know what I saw and I know other people saw it too. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Thanks for taking the time to read this. That was from Megan. I don't know how to explain that.
I don't know, because, I mean, it's sand. Anything that touches the sand, like, no matter how heavy it is or light it is, like, crabs leave marks on the sand. Surely a child would leave footprints as well.
And even, I think the footprints aren't as, you know, conclusive evidence to me, because on a beach, there might have been a lot of people walking, but if they happen to be up towards the water, where the water would have risen, you know, because it just would erase all footprints.
Yeah.
Not immediately, though. So that area, depending on where it was on the beach, could have been where there should have been footprints that you could definitely see. So that's what I'm guessing they were talking about, because no one else would have been in that area and we should have been able to see them. We were right there.
Although, like, let's say it is a real girl, and maybe they just didn't find the footprints. What would a 6 or 7 year old child just be doing out there alone?
And I think that she would have seen them, and if she needed help, you know, she would have gone to them. And I would think any kid out by themselves late at night would have needed help.
Yeah. Unless
unless
her parents are just like somewhere further up shore, like carrying binoculars saying, go scare him, honey. Go creep him out.
Run ahead. We're going to walk up and around and we'll meet you on the other side of something.
Go creep him out.
But I think, you know, not having been to wherever it is they're talking about, I'm just visualizing in my brain what I think it is. But on those big beaches, there isn't really any place to hide. And even though it's dark, you would be like, okay, maybe she took off running. But they would have seen her. I think they would have seen her running. I think they would have seen something.
You think she just like dissipated into the water or something?
I think she was a ghost child and she just disappeared.
I would really like to know the history of that beach that could have possibly caused a ghost child to just haunt it.
I hope they looked in the water.
I haven't
really thought about that till now. Like, did the kid go into the water? Were they looking in the wrong direction?
Oh, I really hope not.
No, I think they would have known.
Yeah.
Because if you see her walking, you're watching her walk off. And I think the one guy got up to go check and a couple people followed, so she was within eyesight and then she's just gone. They would have seen her walk into the water. Okay, so hypothetical, this happened to you. Would you have called 911?
Absolutely.
I think I would have too.
I don't care if there's not footprints. If there's a possibility of a child just out there in the world alone without supervision in the middle of the night on a beach alone, we're calling emergency services. We're going to make sure that child is safe. If it's a human.
I think I would have. I don't know because I wasn't there, but you know, the way it happened and she disappeared so quickly, there's no place for her to hide. Did they all go? I think it was an apparition. Because it doesn't really say that they agreed that she was a ghost child.
It just says that they agreed that it was like a weird experience.
That it was. That was.
Yeah.
I would have called the cops.
Me too.
And been like, this is where we saw her. Not sure where she went, but we just want to report it. Because if the next day you heard something horrific had happened to a small child, you couldn't live with yourself. At least that way you know we called the cops. We tried to get help.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think they saw a ghost, but I still would have called the cops.
Yeah, definitely. Just in case.
Exactly. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, this is Jeff from Salt Lake City. So I was listening to a little story about a boy seeing a girl in his room. So it just reminded me of a time that my husband had just left me in the bedroom with my son feeding him. And he's walking down the hall, looks into the living room, and I have a rocking chair that's white. And he says that he saw me there, sitting there, looking straight at him. It confused him. He didn't know how I could have got to the living room to the bedroom so fast because the hallway is the only way. So he yells out saying, honey, are you still in the bedroom? And I remember going, why is he asking me that? So I said, yes, I'm still in there. Never moved. And he looks down the hall, then looks back, and she's gone. He says I was wearing the exact same clothes, and I was just looking at him, and it freaked him out. And I asked him just last night about the incident, and he said, yeah, that's the one thing that creeped me out the more, and got him to remember a lot of things. And he used to not be a believer in ghosts at all. He would hear me listen to my little stories I told him that was going on, but never believed them. So that's why I want to let you know. Love the show. Talk to you later.
So did she really say he's a believer now? Or was that just assumed that he's a believer now? Because after that, how are you not?
I mean, yeah. I mean, after seeing, like, what a person, like, right in front of you looking at you when you know the real person, if that is the real person, is in a different place, how could you, like, not at least be skeptical if not a full-on believer?
The doppelganger thing really confuses me because I don't understand what it's all about.
What I mean? To be honest.
It's like, why? What is the purpose? You know, why present to where you look like someone, a real person?
Yeah.
Is that kind of more, is a doppelganger more like a black-eyed kid phenomenon, maybe?
I don't know. I kind of think of, like, doppelgangers and mimics as a similar type deal, not the same. I think mimics are, like, more malevolent, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I just find it all weird and creepy.
Are they getting, I'm just here for the stories. It's like, yeah. Because are they getting you to go, oh, there's my girlfriend or wife, whichever it was. I think I'll go over and see her.
I don't know.
But kind of like black-eyed kids, they don't really think everything through. Like, because I kind of wonder if black-eyed kids are more aliens. And so, like, there is somebody who looks exactly like my wife, but she's back over there. I just saw her. There's no way that's her. I'm not going to trust that.
Like, yeah.
That would freak me out.
That would freak me out, too. It would also cause a lot of morbid curiosity. I would probably go up to it and, like, poke it with some, like a stick.
Don't you imagine the stick would go right through? Like, what is this? Or if you walk right up to it, would it just dissipate right in front of you? I don't know.
I don't know what would happen.
So strange. So strange. Yeah, I bet he believes now. But that would really bug me if somebody told me, you know, I believe there are doppelgangers in real life that are not paranormal. There's just somebody who looks like you. And I think we all have a double. I've seen my brothers. I've seen my sisters. I know other people have seen mine. I never did see her. That was way back in college. But just people who look like other people.
Yeah.
But this is just different. It's like, why are you trying to pretend to be my wife?
And that's why I think it might be like a mimic and not necessarily a doppelganger, because it's not only inside of their house, but it, like, with it looking at him, it almost kind of seems like it's like trying to kind of like sort of beckon him towards it.
Yeah, and if you do follow it,
or what happens?
Exactly. Because they're trying to suck you into something. I don't know. That's a whole good... We should just write a movie plot about that.
I would love a mimic movie plot.
Yeah, we could do a good one.
Write movie suggestions in the comments.
Please, because we will steal them and run with it.
Yes.
Okay, here is one more quick story.
This is Keith from Texas, and I just want to tell you a little story. I've always been a skeptic and never really believed in the Christian home and all that good stuff. But I was sitting here one day. It was me, my mom, my dad, my wife and kids on one trailer, unfortunately. But it's good to all be together. But anyways, I was sitting there and in the kitchen, and my dad came outside to smoke a cigarette. And I was like, okay, you know, we were arguing. So whenever he went outside to smoke a cigarette, I figured while he's out there, I'll go in the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, you know, and I was like, I'll wait, because just this, it was probably about 6 foot, just walked straight down the hallway and just disappeared. So I walked in there, you know, just check it out. My dad wasn't there. He was still outside. And everybody else that was in the house were sitting on the couch in the love seat. But another time, the same figure, you know, I thought I was crazy. Of course, I'm a skeptic. But me and my wife and my dad were sitting on the porch, and the front door was open. And my mom and my kids were asleep. And we had the only thing on was a little corner light. And we were sitting on the porch, and you just seen it go out. Like, it wasn't a flicker of the lamp or nothing like that. It went out. And I just looked up, and as I looked up, I seen both. I was like, y'all seen that? And they both seen it too. And I mean, like I said, I'm a skeptic, and that was just, and I've seen, had a couple more occurrences since then, but all right, man, y'all keep doing a good job.
I think that's interesting. He's seen shadow figures and still identifies as a skeptic. So he's had experiences that he can't explain, but still made it very clear he's still a skeptic.
I mean, it makes sense.
You know, because I guess in his case, you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You saw it, but you don't know what it is. Maybe there's some explanation for it you haven't thought of yet. Is that kind of how you tell yourself that?
I assume. I don't know. I'm a believer.
Right? I don't quite know that, because it's like you saw this weird figure two times, and other people saw it too. And the whole thing with the lights the second time. Because I think the lights went out and they saw that thing again. Right?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
So how do you explain that to yourself?
I don't know.
That's a toughie. I guess you're like, I'm a skeptic, but I don't know what that was. But it would be hard to sync those things up, you know?
I mean, yeah, and I've heard it where, like, people just kind of, like, don't want to believe in stuff like that, which I can respect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Don't you just kind of feel like you're a little bit like denying it at some point?
Because I've had so many people over the years tell me a very paranormal story prefaced with, I am a skeptic, but this one time. And then they share a really paranormal story with you, but they still identify as a skeptic. So maybe it's all about believing in something that you can't explain kind of freaks you out.
That's what it sounds like.
So if you believe in it, then what the hell do you do with that? You know what I'm saying?
Just kind of live with it, I guess.
Yeah, because it'd be hard to sync it all up. Because now the world just got a little bit terrifying. You know, it's all stuff I didn't believe in before. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you want to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com and do that there. You can also become a premium subscriber, get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.